His elaborate multimedia displays and intricate haunted houses have raised thousands for charity and garnered media attention that's had him recognized as the Halloween guy at the grocery store. But Sean Gush isn't in it for the fame. "I've always found lighting and sequencing and sounds just appealing and interesting," Gush says. "And I've been lucky enough with my business to be able to afford to do things like this, so it's a creative outlet is really what it comes down to. It's a hobby, just like anybody else's. Some people scrapbook, I design Halloween and Christmas shows." For the past 4 years, Gush has transformed the front yard of his Paslinch home into the Nightmare Before Christmas experience, complete with scaled versions of the Tim Burton movie's 5 main characters, replica tombstones and foam pumpkins. On Saturday, he'll premiere a new display, inviting the ghosts and ghouls of Disney's Haunted Mansion, his favorite ride at the Disney theme parks, onto his property at 20 Fox Run. Dr. The new show involves less physical props and a more elaborate multimedia component. Gush hired an American company to animate elements and characters from the ride onto his home, a technique called projection mapping. Projection mapping is basically when you're using the architecture of the building working along with the video, he explained. It's not just a blank screen. Gush then sequenced the entire spectacle to lights and sounds. The setup is entirely computer-controlled and involves thousands of feet of cables, at least 100 individual lights, multiple fog machines and a movie cinema-quality projector. You get a lot more dynamic elements with a projection show versus static props that just sort of sit there and do nothing, Gush explained. The arrangement will also cut down on setup and takedown time between Halloween and the annual Christmas show that Gush also puts on. The Haunted Mansion show lasts 4 minutes and 40 seconds, plus 1 minute of intermission, enough time for the next line of cars to pull up. Viewers are asked to remain in their vehicles as a COVID-19 safety measure. An internet entrepreneur, Gush previously ran the Haunted House of Horrors at Stone Road Mall and later Fairview Park Mall. Before that, he converted a derelict building on some property he owned on Gordon Street into a house of horrors. Having kids shifted his focus, but not his interest in Halloween. "I was making these very detailed, scary horror movie type sets," Gush explains. "But when I had kids, I'm like, no, I have to have something my kids are going to enjoy." Like the Nightmare Before Christmas experience, the Haunted Mansion show focuses on the more fun tongue-in-cheek aspect of Halloween rather than the fear, blood and gore sometimes associated with the holiday, Gush says. "Like these singing busts," he says, gesturing at a reproduction of the ride's ghostly barbershop quartet. "It's not scary, but it's hilarious in a dark sort of way." The Haunted Mansion show runs nightly from October 23 to 31 from 7 to 9 p.m. at 20 Fox Run Drive in Paslinch, just south of Guelph. The show is free, but donations to Aberfoyle Public School are accepted via e-transfer at donate@hafr.ca. Money raised will be used to help build a new outdoor classroom pavilion. More information can be found here.